Thanks for joining me today. I'm your host, Christopher Calandra, for this episode of the Simply Financial Podcast. This is season number 4 and episode number 31. I wanted to discuss with you today the benefits of pre-tax contributions and how they affect your paycheck. Many of you make pre-tax contributions to your employer's retirement savings plans. These are things like 401ks, 403Bs, 457s, and simple IRAs. Simply stated, these are retirement plans that are offered through your employer. These plans are super convenient, and they are a great way to build wealth and save for retirement. Of course, when you contribute, that does mean that you have less take-home pay. But the good news is that when you contribute on a pre-tax basis, which many of you, as I said at the beginning, do, the government will essentially subsidize your savings by not charging you income taxes, so that your take-home pay probably goes down by less than you might otherwise think. Said another way, contributions that are made pre-tax are made before taxes are collected. This goes for federal income taxes, and it also goes for state income taxes, if applicable. I reside in the state of Connecticut, so Connecticut has a state income tax. Lots of people that we work with here at Elliott Wealth Management Services live in Florida and other states that don't have an income tax. But the contributions are made before the taxes are collected, and that's a key thing. So let's talk about a simplified example, and hopefully you could follow along. I want to keep it very simple. So you earn $2,000 in gross pay, and let's assume federal tax rate is 22%. Let's also assume there's no state income taxes. If you're not contributing to the retirement plan, the taxable pay would be $2,000. And $2,000 at a 22% federal tax rate would create a tax obligation of $440. So that means, simple math, you take $2,000 gross pay less the tax obligation of $440. Again, that's 22% tax rate. Means that you'd have a take-home pay of $1,560. So let's change it a little bit, and let's have you still earning $2,000 gross, but now you're contributing 6% or begin to contribute 6% to your employer-sponsored retirement plan. So the contribution would be $120. $120 is 6% of $2,000. So you begin contributing to the 401k. The taxable income is now $1,880, not $2,000. It's gone down by the contribution amount of $120. So now the tax calculation is based on $1,880. When you do the math at 22%, like in our first example, your tax obligation is $414. Now, if you're following along at home, the $440 was the original tax obligation. Now that you put 6% or $120 in the retirement plan, your tax obligation went down by $26 from $440 to $414. When you tie this all together, that means your take-home pay is $1,466. In the first example, it was $1,560. So what I am illustrating is that you have $120 in a retirement account now, but your take-home pay went down by $94. So let's change the example a little bit. You still earn $2,000 gross, but in this example, you contribute 6% of your pay to a retirement account that your employer sponsors. That amounts to $120. $120 is 6% of $2,000. So now your taxable income is only $1,880. In the first example, it was $2,000. And the difference between the $2,000 and the $1,880 is the $120 you're contributing to the retirement account. So now we're going to calculate your taxes not based on $2,000, but rather on $1,880. So your tax obligation declines from $440 in the first example to now only $414. Your tax obligation went down because your taxable income went down because the government is not going to count the income you earned that you decided to put in the retirement account. So when you tie all this together, in the second example, the one you're contributing to the retirement account, your take-home pay is $1,466. In the first example, it was $1,560. So now you have $94 less in your take-home pay while having $120 in your retirement nest egg. The government is incentivizing you through the avoidance of taxes for you to contribute to your retirement account. So said another way, your out-of-pocket difference between contributing to the 401k and not at the 6% level means you have $94 less to spend today in exchange for having $120 in your retirement nest egg. That's a powerful way to help you build wealth. Keep in mind that this illustration, example one and example two, is meant for illustration purposes. I'm assuming tax rates, I'm making some assumptions there, but it does highlight how valuable it is to have the government help subsidize your retirement savings and the power of making pre-tax contributions. Granted, eventually you will be taxed when you withdraw money out of the retirement account. Most likely that will occur in retirement. And we don't know what your retirement tax rate will be. In fact, we don't necessarily even know what tax rates and what the tax system will look like when you retire. But you're definitely gaining an advantage when you make the contribution and you do it pre-tax. Now, let me just, as we begin to finish up, point out that there is a way to make Roth contributions to many employer-sponsored retirement plans. You could also make Roth IRA contributions. In that instance, you do not enjoy a tax savings when you make a Roth contribution. But in exchange for giving up the tax benefit today in a Roth, you will be able to take money out tax-free later. So what I would like to leave you with is the pre-tax contributions are very powerful. Lots of you are using them, and it is a good thing. It is worth considering, though, whether Roth contributions make more sense. It's a personal thing. There's a lot of factors involved. We work with our clients all the time in helping them decide whether it's more advantageous to make pre-tax contributions or Roth contributions or perhaps even some combination. That's one of the ways that a certified financial planner like I am, and we have a great team here at Elliott Wealth Management, it's another example of how we help clients win with money and make smart financial decisions. If you're a client of ours and you want to discuss pre-tax versus Roth for your employer-sponsored plans, reach out to us. If you're not a client, we'd love to speak with you about this subject. You could go to the website, www.elliottwealth.com, to get more information about us, including how to contact us. You could also call us toll-free at 888-959-5904. I'll be back with you on the next episode of the Simply Financial Podcast very soon. In the meanwhile, please subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Thanks so much for listening.
The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of Sage Point Financial Incorporated and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Please note, the information being provided is strictly as a courtesy. When you link to any of the websites provided here, you are leaving this website. We make no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information provided at these websites, nor is the company liable for any direct or indirect technical or system issues or any consequences arising out of your access to your use of third-party technologies, websites, information, and programs made available through this website. When you access one of these websites, you are leaving our website and assume total responsibility and risk for your use of the websites you are linking to. Securities and advisory services are offered through Sage Point Financial Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC, insurance services offered through Elliott Wealth Management, LLC, not affiliated with Sage Point Financial.